Hey guys, it's Santos Banning once again. I wanted to do this podcast right now because I was on Facebook and I watched a Logic video, and he made something click for me. What he said actually had nothing to do with what this has to do, what I'm about to say, but it got me thinking. Anyways, he was talking about, like, people want to do stuff and want to succeed, but there's always the buts in life. Like, oh yeah, I want to go to school, but I can't. But this, and you know that happens. And it got me thinking about contentness. I think there's a fine line between being content and settling. If you could be content and be 100% happy with your life, like, but you can also be happy, but you want more out of life, and I think that's when you settle. Today, I got a bonus. I'll get another one in Christmas, but I got one today, and it was for all my hard work. Our department's been really killing it, and I was just proud. And for the last 5 years, I've been involved with my university. If you guys don't know, that's where I work. From 2014 to 2017, I lived on campus and got my bachelor's. And then 2015 to 2017, I was a student worker. And then since beginning of this year, I've been a full-time worker, and I'm working on my master's. My master's is free. And I go to Grand Canyon University, and it's growing. We just transitioned to Division I sports. We transitioned to nonprofit status. We're doing some big things, and I'm excited to see where it's going. We have a lot of construction going on right now, but it's because we're expanding and growing. I'm a credentials evaluator, so we have an influx of transcripts because GCU is growing so much, and their marketing department's so awesome that we have all these students from all over the world that want to go to GCU. And it's the awesome thing about it too is that it's affordable. So if you want to go to school, I'd recommend looking into GCU. I love it. And this is not an advertisement or a promotion for my school, but I just love my school. And if I've been talking about moving to Georgia and being in the film industry, and I have that opportunity. I'm single. I'm 22. I don't have that much debt. I have the opportunity there for me. There's nothing holding me back. I'm a former foster kid, so I don't have any family here in Arizona. I don't have a relationship. It's just me. So there's nothing that could hold me back from going. Like, I have friendships. I have people that mean a lot to me. But in reality, I can still keep in contact with those people and still visit them and have them visit me. But in the state of Arizona, I could really leave if I wanted to. And I think I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Like, I keep in my several podcasts that I've done, I've said I'm going to move to Georgia. I'm going to move to Georgia. I'm going to move to Georgia. And that's still the goal as of right now. But my lease is up in 9 months. So in 9 months, I could change my mind. From what I want to do, I could choose to stay in Arizona and continue working for GCU. And the reason why I thought about contentness is that some people, they compare themselves and they look at other people's success and people that they put on pedestals, and they want it. They're jealous. They're not secure with who they are, and they base their happiness on materialistic things. And that's just not the way to live. If you truly are just that ambitious and want that much success, then go for it. But do it for the right reasons. If you're doing it because you see someone else doing it and you just want to be better than them by having more money and having better things like cars and a better home, then that's just the wrong way to do it. I think wanting to better the community, better the world, start nonprofit organizations, better your quality of life to make you happier. If those are like your reasons, then by all means go for it. But if you're just doing it for the money and the limelight, then you're going to fail every single time, because that can only last you so long. And I know I haven't made it, but I can just, that's a general rule of thumb, is if you're trying to fill your void by getting as much materialistic things as possible, then you won't ever be happy. But if you have to learn contentness. You can just there's a balance between being content and being happy, but also wanting things out of life. So this podcast is just to tell you guys, don't go for the life that you see other people have, that other people have, just because you're not secure with who you are and you think it'll make you happier. You have to learn to be appreciative. And trust me, I know I'm appreciative of this, my situation right now. As much as it sucked growing up in a group home, as much as it sucked losing my girlfriend recently, as much as it sucks being 22 and not having a family, I'm 100% happy because I've accomplished so much. I'm appreciative of the experience that I've had. I don't want to live my whole life thinking about the what ifs and making comparisons. That's the reason why I might go to Georgia, because I don't want to be a what if. I have the opportunity, so I should do it. That's how I feel. I could always come back to GCU if I wanted to, if I got a job. I made some awesome connections, so I really think I could come back. As much as I worked for them and how good I am at my job and having my bachelor's and master's with them, I think they would love to take me back. Several of my old departments want me back, but I love my new department that I've been hired in as a full-timer. But in a year, I the plan right now is to move to Georgia and grow in the film industry. But as of right now, it's because I have the opportunity. I think I'd be good at it. And I'm already 100% happy. I have a great work ethic. I have overcome a lot of adversity. I'm confident, I'm motivated, and I'm ambitious. So I think I should do it just to experience it. I've always been curious about it. So since I have this opportunity, I want to take it. But if I didn't have the opportunity and I wasn't so secure with myself and I wasn't happy, then I wouldn't want to go for it, because before you reach success and before you really figure out what you want to do with your life, you should figure out who you are and what you want. And you should learn to love yourself. You should learn how to be happy. You shouldn't think that your happiness is dependent on how much money you're going to make. Yeah, money can provide you experiences, you can do things, you can eat fancier food, buy nicer clothes. But in reality, those are shallow things. Those things don't matter. Like right now, I make decent money, and I've told you guys my financial situation and how much I have after every single paycheck. I still buy my work clothes from Walmart because I just need solid colors. My slacks I get from TJ Maxx. Macy's, I love Macy's, they're cheap. I don't need to buy Supreme and all this these other fancy brands, you know? So I think if people have opportunities and people are truly passionate about something and they think they can succeed at it, or they just truly want to do something with their life, then by all means, do it. I'm not saying don't do it. But if you're doing it because you think it's going to make you happier, that's not the full reason, you know? Like I'll be honest with you guys right now. The whole, me and my ex, for the last year, we were already on a shaky foundation. Because I lived on campus and she lived an hour away from me, and our schedules just totally conflicted. I was in class all day, and when I got out of class, she was working all night. And on the weekends, she worked the weekends, I didn't work the weekends. We were just we couldn't find that balance, so we were losing connection anyways. But we both thought moving into this apartment would make us happier. But it didn't. It just made us realize even more that we just got into it for the wrong reason. The way I think of it is like why people have babies sometimes, is because they think it'll bring them closer together. But sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it does. But I think for the most part, as a general rule of thumb, it doesn't. Don't have a baby for the wrong reasons. With that said, but also don't go for things. Just for, like, if you want to be a business owner, you should have good reasons to do it. Like, you should have It should be something you're passionate about, something you're good at, something that you think you can better, something that you think you'll succeed at it, because you shouldn't do something if you don't think you're not going to succeed at it, because that's pointless. But that goes back to being confident and becoming more aware and loving yourself, because once you know who you are and what you're secure in yourself, then seek opportunities. I'm not gonna say you can't seek opportunities while growing, because that's kind of what I'm doing. Like, I'm 22, I'm not done growing by any means, but like I'm saying, like, don't do things just for the sake of fame. Your intent really matters. Consumers can see intent. If you have some bullshit ass brand, they're gonna see through it. Like, it should be something legit, something that you could truly market, something that brings value to consumers. If it's just about you, then it's just not gonna work. If it's just something that you think is gonna make you happier and make you rich, then it's just not gonna work. I don't know if you guys are familiar with servant leadership, but it needs a better everyone involved, not just you, not just your financial situation. That's exactly what these up and coming apps are doing, or these newfound companies and applications are doing, is they see problems and they're fixing those problems, and really what they're doing is saving us time. And they're bettering our experience for the consumer at a lower cost. If you can do that, and maybe do it about something that you're passionate about, or something that can better the community, or better the experience for whatever service or good you're selling, then do it. But don't do it just for the sake of wanting to be rich. Because 10 times out of 10, it will only get you so far. I'm not going to say you're not going to succeed, because people do succeed. But there's going to be a lot of struggling, a lot of grinding. It's gonna be a long, long road for some of you. But don't get discouraged. It's a learning process. So you could figure out who you are while seeking opportunities and growing. But once you figure out who you are and what you want, and you see an opportunity, and there are opportunities, take them. But you can also create opportunities, but I think seeking opportunities and creating opportunities are going to be the best way to succeed. I guess the point of this podcast, I went on a side rant, is just don't bullshit yourself, don't bullshit consumers, be real. But also learn how to be content. But if you're truly, you can be content while trying to better your situation. Don't try to become rich and famous solely for happiness and for fame. Do it because you want to better a consumer experience, a brand, a market. It should, because really it's not about you. Yeah, sure, you're gonna succeed, but it's whatever you're gonna do, it has to bring value to other people. Even if you want to be a doctor, you have to be a good ass doctor, because that's how you get patients. That's how word of mouth you get more patients. If you want to be an actor, you have to bring value to the consumer, because they have to like you for you to keep getting hired, for you to keep landing roles. If you have a service, you have to be good at it. If you have an app, it has to be an app that saves us time and is easy to navigate and is just super interactive for consumers to want to use it and enjoy it and download it, you know? So you have to think outside of yourself. Don't try to take shortcuts. Don't make something that's just going to make you succeed, or don't think about just yourself, because it's just not going to work. And don't use your happiness for the sake of materialistic things, because it's never going to fill the void. Learn to be content, learn, but if you are content with your life, that is awesome. Because your quality of life is awesome. But if you're not, then don't settle. Take opportunities and create opportunities. And that was my main podcast. Hopefully that made sense. If it didn't, feel free to hit me up. But I think it did. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.